WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click Seegert1Hour.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Children who are home alone during the holidays should be taught how to handle emergencies. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says when someone's at the front door, children need to learn to talk through the door and never open it.
And the only reason why I say, you know, have them acknowledge someone at the door is because, you know, sometimes burglars will come and knock on your door, and if they don't get an answer, then they'll go around the back and try to break in. But if they know someone's home, then they, you know, probably will deter them.
Also, children should never say their parents are not home. A woman told Brazos County Sheriff's deputy she was sexually assaulted by a man claiming to be a police officer. Wednesday night, about 8 along Highway 30 near Bird Pond Road, the woman said she was on her way home when she was pulled over. The victim said the man asked her to exit her vehicle, and when she did, he forced her into the back seat of her vehicle and attacked her. The suspect was a white, middle-aged man driving a black or dark-colored Dodge Charger with police-type lights in the grille. Sheriff Chris Kirk asks anyone who was traveling Highway 30 at the time of the attack and might have observed this incident to call his office. Also, the sheriff cautions travelers to be mindful of being stopped by any person who's not driving a clearly marked police vehicle. If in doubt, a driver should call 911 to confirm that they're being stopped by an official vehicle. The city of College Station has finalized the sale of commercial property in Northgate. Mayor Nancy Berry explained the transaction involving the land where the owners of Cafe Excel have been leasing from the city.
We have entered into a contract with Asset Plus to purchase that property.
Is there a projected date on when that deal will close?
Fairly soon.
The city council at this week's meeting rejected a request from the owners of Cafe Excel to purchase the property because it had already been sold. The ripple effect of the latest statements from the Vatican about the future of the Catholic Church has crossed the Atlantic to Washington, D.C. Pope Francis issued a statement that, among other things, denounced trickle-down economic theories. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien thinks the Pope is on the wrong side of history and real-world economics.
Because it is one of the world's richest organizations, and that didn't come from taxing some people and giving it to the church. It came from people who went out and made money and then contributed to the church, and the Vatican is sitting over there that's accumulated, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of wealth.
Flores says while the Pope wrote he was against the free enterprise system, he didn't say what he supports. That leads Flores to believe the Pope supports socialism or communism. The Texas National Guard will immediately begin letting same-sex couples register for benefits. San Antonio Express News reports the Defense Department has approved a new procedure for enrolling National Guard members and their dependents for benefits. 5 Guard facilities in Texas had been off limits after the state commander ruled not to process any applications because Texas law does not recognize same-sex marriage. A lawsuit filed by 2 gay couples seeks to overturn Texas laws banning gay marriage. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in San Antonio and seeks to overturn the 2005 constitutional amendment, which was approved by 76% of voters, that defines marriage between one man and one woman. Attorney Neil Lane, who represents the couples, says that is precisely the reason for the lawsuit.
Civil rights exist. The Bill of Rights exists to protect a minority of citizens against a majority.
The lawsuit involves 2 couples. One involves 2 women who live in Austin but now were legally married in Massachusetts. The other couple, 2 men who live in Plano, tried to get married in San Antonio last month but were denied a license. What can you do with 11,000 pounds of gingerbread? At Traditions Golf Course, General Manager Bill Horton says they're building a giant gingerbread house to raise at least $200,000 for St. Joseph's Trauma Center.
The entire exterior will be an edible gingerbread house. The recipes had to be submitted to Guinness World Records for their approval, and then they actually have a representative going to be here on Saturday, the day we break the record, and they will throw down the gauntlet. Hey, you guys are the world record holders. We're hopeful.
Volunteers are still being sought, and Horton says the house should be completed this afternoon. Santa will be available inside for pictures. For volunteer and touring details, as well as a copy of the record-breaking recipe, go to WTAW.com. And is your shopping list complete?
I would encourage everybody to go out to Blue Baker, check out the angels and what they want. And then when you're shopping for your own family on Black Friday, you know, you can get the deals for these kids as well.
That's Brian Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey with a reminder to adopt Christmas angels by going to either Blue Baker restaurant in College Station. You can also make cash donations by going online to mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 36 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Seegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
It's almost time for a good old-fashioned Texas Christmas, and no one does it better than Michael Martin Murphy.
Merry Texas Christmas, you all.
Grab the whole family and enjoy a night filled with favorite Christmas songs, accompanied by cowboy stories and poetry. Don't miss Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, Tuesday night, December 3rd, in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Get your tickets at mscopus.org or call 845-1234.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them about their fall promotion. Get $2,000 off select equipment. Barker's Heating and Cooling. The number is 690-2278.
Abundant sunshine on this day after Thanksgiving. Temperatures will climb up to about 60 degrees this afternoon. If you're headed out, looks like a nice day overall. You may just want to take the heavier jacket this morning. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. We should be 40 to 45. Partly sunny and turning warmer for tomorrow, 65. Clouds will begin increasing across the area tomorrow night, a low of 50. We'll have considerable cloudiness Sunday, high Sunday 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning. Coming up, there are some high school football teams from the Brazos Valley that are going deep into the high school football playoffs. I'll tell you who they are and when they'll be playing. Also, a lot of Aggie athletics going on around the break. Even yesterday, the Aggie women actually hit the floor for basketball, and I'll tell you how they did. And also some football as well. Thanksgiving always brings around some good college games as well as some NFL games. I'll tell you who did what yesterday and who got the win, all coming up in sports.
So now officially you can have Santa on the sidelines in the high school playoffs. Anytime you can get Santa on the sidelines means it's a pretty good deal because you usually crown that champion right before Christmas.
Yeah, plus Santa, I mean, you know, you want Santa on your side. I think he'd be kind of a bad guy to mess
exactly.
with.
Exactly. That's it. You don't want to make him angry, especially this time of year. Rob gave us a great weather forecast, but he really didn't peek on beyond Sunday. And we have very non-November-like weather for the rest of the for next week, it looks like. Because, I mean, by Monday, we're looking at 70 degrees. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, if you can believe the weather, guys. Yeah, right. 72 or up to 74 degrees next week. After what we've been suffering through now, I mean, I know Kat said it's 36. My thermometer said it was 30 at my house. So, you know, outside the city, it's even... And I thought it was going to get above freezing, but it was below freezing at my house. So
it's pretty stinking cold.
Well, wrap them pipes.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, it's, again, if we're going to have 74 by next Wednesday, that's not a bad deal. So,
typical Texas weather.
Yeah, just hang around if you don't like it. So McCain Foods is a global producer of French fries and frozen foods, and they've come up with a potato-scented taxi, taking passengers around for 5 minutes while an oven-baked potato is cooking. After the ride, these commuters are given the McCain ready-baked jackets potato. The taxi is making its way through cities in England. You ever heard of McCain's? You eat that while you're over there?
No, but they do call them jacket potatoes instead of baked potatoes, and it does sound good.
Jacket potatoes.
That's because it's the little... It's like a little coat.
Well,
little
it
brown
is.
Brown jacket.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, they call them jacket potatoes, and they stuff them with baked beans and tuna mixed with corn, which I find
Wait
really
a minute.
Disturbing.
Wait a minute. Which you find what?
Really disturbing.
Yeah.
Gross.
Tuna? Now, look, because we have places here where you put anything in a potato, and I could see where you can go in a lot of different directions, and like At our house, if we have chili left over, we'll do that maybe in a potato, or do pulled pork and put that in a potato.
Mm-hmm. Or barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue, any of that stuff. But tuna.
Tuna with sweet corn.
Have you been with someone while they've done that?
No.
Well, I mean, because tuna, you can do a lot of things with tuna. I mean, is it just tuna? Just open up the Charlie the can and slam it in there? Or, yeah.
No, I think it's tuna salad, but it's not like we make it. It's tuna and mayonnaise and sweet corn.
Hell, they don't do anything like we do, especially with the food, you know. I mean, but they're not the ones who at least use mayonnaise with French fries like they do in some countries over there.
Strange.
Just saying.
Info.
Mation.
And why would you waste perfectly good sweet corn? Well, now wait a minute. As I think about that, I mean, that's almost like a famous bowl with tuna,
good.
Right? Yeah? Huh? It's got sweet corn and potatoes? I know. We'll see.
Nasty.
Only if they give it to you in a bowl and make you drive while you eat it is it truly a famous bowl, though.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Dr. Corey Gill, and in addition to sharing a last name with a certain famous Aggie, I'm part of a different kind of team, the Texas A&M Physicians, the only group of doctors that's part of the Texas A&M system. We keep you healthy so you can get back to the game. For more information, visit TexasAMPhysicians.com.
Are you bleeding more than maroon? Has your whoop turned into a whooping cough? Give the Texas A&M Physicians a call at 776-8440 or visit them online at TexasAMPhysicians.com.
Bad Boy Buggies. They'll never hear you coming. Bad Boy Buggies, only at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East, online at actionsportstx.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 618. We have weekend birthdays. You know, we'll start. Oh, I lost my birthday. Hang on. Wait. I got to find my birthdays here. Okay, here we go. All right. So today is, in addition to Black Friday, it's also Buy Nothing Day. Most of us will fall somewhere within, you know, either celebrating Black Friday or we'll buy something, but Buy Nothing Day, probably not. Also, let's see, it's a National Day of Listening. Okay.
There you go.
It says here Sinky Day. Maybe they misspelled that and it's Slinky Day?
Sinky.
What is Sinky?
Today is the largest day for emergency calls to plumbers.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right. It's got to be it.
It's Flossing Day. I think we understand that. It's National Chocolates Day. Gosh, why shouldn't every day be? Okay. All right. So what do I got for birthday?
Birthdays for today. Anna Faris is turning 37. She's in the Scary Movie. She's also in, The House Bunny or something like that.
Okay.
Brian Baumgartner is turning 41. He's Kevin the Accountant.
Oh,
On The Office?
Yeah. Okay.
He's turning 41.
He's an SMU graduate, by the way.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. Don Cheadle is turning 49
good
today.
Good actor, yeah.
Great actor. He's been in a lot of stuff. Andrew McCarthy is turning 51. St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Sizemore is turning 52, and he's been in...
a lot of trouble, actually.
Yeah.
We'd call him a troubled actor.
Talented guy, but a lot of trouble. Yeah. Howie Mandel's turning 58. Okay. He's on America's Got Talent, of course, a comedian. Joe Cohen is turning 59. Him and his brother, of course, wrote Fargo, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Man Who Wasn't There, The Big Lebowski, and True Grit, the newest one. Vin Scully is turning 86 today.
86.
Vin is still getting it done over there in Los Angeles. He's been there for 60 years.
I was going to say, I thought it was 50 or 60 years. That's
man.
Good, yeah.
Long time. All right, going to Saturday.
Wait. We've got John Mayall. You're too young to know who that is. He's a guitar dude. He's 80 years old. And Gary Shandling, who I think is a pretty funny guy. It's the Larry Sanders Show, if you ever see that on HBO.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Gary Shandling. 64 years old. All right, for Saturday now. Saturday is I want to mention this because it's pretty cool. It's called Small Business Day. American Express started this a few years ago. An opportunity for you. Great, you've gone out and you've gone to the big box stores, but actually do business with locally owned businesses. Very important. It's called Small Business Saturday, and that's coming up tomorrow. Okay, what else we got?
On Saturday, tomorrow, Clay Aiken is turning 35. Of course, he was American Idol. He's a singer. Kaley Cuoco, I think I'm pronouncing her last name right.
Cuco. Can't help you. Yeah,
she's on Big Bang Theory. She's Penny on there. Ain't Simple Rules. She's turned 28. Alicia Cuthbert is turning 31.
Uh-huh.
She was Kiefer Sutherland's daughter on 24. Ben Stiller is turning 48.
He's
today.
Pretty talented.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's been a lot of stuff. Bo Jackson is turning 51
Whoa,
today.
Bo knows.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see the 30 by 30s, which is pretty good on ESPN.
Yeah,
I saw it on him.
He's just amazing. I just hate that he got injured so early in his career.
Yeah, he was tremendous.
Billy Idol is turning 58.
Okay.
Ridley Scott is turning 76.
Oh, really?
Director of Alien, Gladiator, a lot of good movies. Mm-hmm. G. Gordon Liddy is turning 83 today.
Oh, my. Used to be on this radio station.
Yeah, really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So that's what I've got on my Saturday breakfast.
Okay, Saturday also is Robert Guillaume, if you remember him as Benson. He was 86. And a really talented guy named Mandy Patinkin, who was in Princess Bride.
I love that guy.
Okay, yeah.
He's also in Yentl. He's also in, he's in a lot of stuff.
Well, a tremendous singer. I mean, outstanding singer. But he's also Saul on Homeland. If you watch Homeland, the guy with the beard, he's kind of the key guy in this this year. And Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., 95 years old. 95. On Sunday, what do you got for birthdays?
On Sunday, Jared Fogle's turning 36. Jared from Subway.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go. Zoe Kravitz. She's Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet's daughter.
Uh-huh.
She is turning 25.
Uh-huh.
Sarah Silverman's turning 43.
Foul-mouthed.
Yeah.
Don't take the children.
Yeah, do not. Charlene Tilton is turning 55.
Oh, my gosh. We're not going to be at work because it's Charlene. Charlene, she's just the cutest little thing.
So Lucy on Dallas is turning 55. So
yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
Eric Bloom is turning 69. Blue Oyster Cult's lead singer. So, gets you more cowbell.
Good for him. Yeah. Very nice. Well
there you
done.
Go.
Yeah, well done.
Lee Trevino is turning 74.
Okay.
He's Mexican, or he's a Hispanic golfer.
Yeah.
Woody Allen is turning 78 today.
Oh, my. Okay.
I wonder if he'll be happy.
Oh, probably. Well, he'll be New York no matter what. Okay. And Treat Williams. See him on Chicago Fire right now. Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again Naturally. And Bette Midler. Bette Midler will be 68.
All really?
Right. Yeah, there you go. It's 6:23.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so global warming, or as the left calls it, climate change, is back in the news. According to Politico, Democrats are now trying to recruit professional sports teams to push their climate change agenda. Now, officials from America's most beloved sports and leagues like the Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL, NFL, they're all meeting with Democratic lawmakers like Henry Waxman and others. And the purpose of the meeting is to discuss the effects of climate change on sporting activities and the work these organizations are doing to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Can't we just leave politics out of anything these days, including sports? Leave alone. This never ends. It's always been a hoax, and it remains a hoax.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And chances are you're going to find yourself in a Target or a Walmart this time of year. When you go there, hey, make sure you pick up the Wits and Wagers party game. Now, no doubt you've heard me raving about the Wits and Wagers party game because my wife, my kids, we all love it. We can't stop playing it. And if you give it as a gift this Christmas, I promise you are going to be somebody's hero. Now, this game is like no other game I've ever played. As soon as you start playing, well, everyone sort of gathers close around the table. And next thing you know, the room is filled with fun and cheering and laughter. And then best of all, everybody has a chance to win. And my kids love that part. Now, if you know anyone that has kids or any kind of social life at all, you got to get them this game for Christmas. It's the Wits and Wagers party game. Lock that name in. Remember, while you're out shopping, Wits and Wagers, frankly, the cleverest party game I've ever played, and it's available now at Walmart and Target. That's the Wits and Wagers party game, Wits and Wagers, at Walmart and Target.
Black gold. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Frank Cipolla. This is the day retailers put out all the stops, and they may have reason to smile this Black Friday. The National Retail Federation says it expects sales to be up not only this weekend compared to last year, but about 4% between now and year's end. So when you think of Black Friday, you think of all those TV sales, right? How about tires? Here's a Black Friday fun fact. This is the biggest sales day of the year for tires by far, 50% higher than any other day. Tire manufacturers say it's a combination of having a day off and getting the car set for holiday travel ahead. We're expecting a light day of trading on Wall Street as many investors recover from their fill of turkey, although market futures solidly higher ahead of the bell. And a privacy group in the Netherlands says Google could be fined for gathering customer data there and selling it to advertisers. I'm Frank Cipolla with the Dow Jones Money Report.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial, 866-569-MATH, or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 627. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, today will be nice. 61, lots of sunshine, 39 for our low temperature tonight, and gradually warming temperatures, 65 on Saturday, 70 on Sunday, 70 on Monday, and then up to 72 on Tuesday, and by Thursday of next week, we're looking at 74 degrees during the day. So a little bit cooler than usual for the beginning of November and the end of it, or the beginning of December, it's going to be a little bit warmer than you'd anticipate. Anyhow, right now the winds are out of the east at 3 miles an hour. Relative humidity is 93%. We have fair skies, and it's 35 degrees out there.
It's time to go back in time. Join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st. Brought to you by Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and the Demontron Auto Group. Huzzah!
Couples fight. And when they do, men can sometimes say exactly the wrong thing, which makes things worse. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search. Because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your business website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business and losing money. Step one is to know your website score. Yes, your website has a score. The better it is, the higher your site ranks, and the easier it is for customers to find you. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, and you can instantly get your website score, plus the score of your three closest competitors, and a free website analysis. There's no obligation. It's a free service from Boostability, a leader in small business search engine optimization. Having a low website score is like having no website at all. Know your score and discover how to improve it instantly and for free. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com. That's myfreewebsitereport.com. When men and women fight, men can sometimes say things they should really never say.
The first thing that you should never say to a woman when you're having a fight is relax. Women hate to hear that because it feels like you are just writing them off and that you're saying that their anger isn't justified.
Kate Daly, associate editor of Men's Health magazine.
And it makes sense. In a fight, when a woman's getting really upset, you think you're doing a favor. You're saying, hey, relax, calm down, we'll handle this. What she hears when you say relax is, hey, relax, you're getting crazy over nothing. Isn't that just like a woman? And that drives women nuts.
And during a fight, Kate says a man should never say, I love you.
Because when you're having a fight and you say, I love you, it seems like a cop-out. Because it usually comes during a time when a woman is trying to get a straight answer from you. You know, why did you stay out so late? Why did I see you with that woman? You know, why did you compare me to my mother? And you'll just say, but honey, I love you. And that's really not the point.
Another thing you should never say to a woman during a fight is, oh, it's fine with me, whatever.
That's another thing women hate to hear, because when women have a fight with a man, it's not because they want to win or they want to make him feel bad about himself.
when a woman is having a fight with a man, it's because she feels like they're not communicating. So when you say whatever, you're not really participating in the conversation, and you're not, she's not getting what she wants, which is you to sort of be a part of this relationship and for you and her to make decisions together.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A woman driving home the night before last was pulled over by someone she thought was a policeman. Instead, she became the victim of a sexual assault. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk asks for a call from anyone who may have driven by the stopped vehicles Wednesday night around 8 along Highway 30 near Bird Pond Road. The suspect was driving a black or dark-colored Dodge Charger with police-type lights in the grill. He asked the victim to get out of her vehicle, and when she did, he forced her into the back seat of her vehicle and attacked her. The sheriff also says motorists should be mindful of being stopped by anyone who's not driving a clearly marked police vehicle. Also, he says if you're in doubt, call 911 to get confirmation. The holidays mean no school, resulting in children being home alone. When someone's at the front door, Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says kids should never say their parents are not home.
Make up some excuse. You're on the phone, you're in the shower, you're taking a nap. You know, whatever excuse they can come up with to say why your parents can't come to the door.
McKeithen says if someone is trying to force their way inside or if there is a fire, children should be taught to call 911 first and give emergency dispatchers and their location and how they can contact their parents. Another piece of commercial property owned by the city of College Station is getting closer to being sold. Mayor Nancy Berry provided an update on the sale of Chimney Hill Shopping Center.
I think we're getting real close to getting a contract on that.
Within a quarter, would you say?
Yes, I think so. Possibly even before the end of the year.
The city purchased Chimney Hill for nearly $10 million after voters approved a bond issue in 2008 to build a convention center. Another council reversed the decision to build the center, leading to selling the 8-acre property. Proceeds will go into College Station's hotel occupancy tax fund. Reaction from new statements from Pope Francis about the future of the Catholic Church include American politicians. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien noted the Pope is against the free enterprise system.
He's not doing a very good job of defining the differences between paychecks or food stamps, and I haven't seen many people that consider themselves to be self-fulfilled when they're on food stamps. I mean, paychecks is the best social program designed by man, and so I think he's on the wrong side of not only history, but real-world economics when he goes this direction.
Flores says the Catholic Church has been the beneficiary of the free market system. Houston is getting an unusual supporter in the fight against human trafficking.
Houston Mayor Anise Parker announces 16 topless clubs have agreed to contribute a combined $1 million per year to a fund to fight human trafficking. It's part of a long-running lawsuit settlement over an ordinance that regulates sexually oriented businesses. Police Chief Charles McClellan says the money will finance a new unit with 9 officers focusing solely on investigating such cases. A 1997 ordinance ordered sexually oriented businesses be 1,500 feet from schools, daycare centers, parks, and churches. Thanks to the fund, the 16 clubs can stay where they are. Clubs not part of the fund, well, they've got to comply with the ordinance. Scott West, TSN News.
2 teenagers were severely burned following a backyard explosion south of Fort Worth. Police in Burleson say 4 boys were playing with fire in the backyard of a home and triggered an explosion when they poured gasoline on the flames. 2 of the boys were flown immediately to Parkland. 2 others were sent to a nearby hospital.
The father was just screaming and yelling and saying his boys, it was really sad.
Family members say a 13-year-old boy was the most critically injured. He suffered burns to more than 80% of his body. It's easy to add a Christmas angel to your holiday shopping list. Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says stop by either Blue Baker restaurant in College Station.
I've talked to a lot of people that say, oh, well, I don't know what to get an 8-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl. And I will tell you that on that paper angel, we have the child's name, pant size, shirt size, and then their explicit wish list.
If you prefer making a cash contribution and letting our elves do the shopping, go online to mychristmasangels.com.
And executive chef Michael Menchaca has baked thousands of pounds of gingerbread at the tradition's golf course, but he's willing to roll up his sleeves for a good cause and to break a Guinness World Record. Menchaca says a more than 38,000 cubic foot gingerbread house should be complete this afternoon, and all proceeds go to St. Joseph's Trauma Center.
It's a lot of gingerbread. After you rolled the 20th pan, you kind of get a little tired. So we added a little bit of butter just to help with that. We are making about 500 gingerbread cookies with that recipe, and we sweetened it up just a little bit. And so you can actually come and purchase a gingerbread cookie that was the same recipe of the house.
Menchak says visitors will be able to take their photo with Santa inside. At WTAW.com, you can find Chef Menchaca's house-building recipe and details for donations or volunteering. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 35 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor at the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Okay. We're continuing to have our little computer problems here. Let's see if we can make that go away. Oh, good. Computer froze up.
It's Black Friday, Scott. The computers are taking the,
Too. Well, we had this little problem, I guess, on Wednesday. And so we'll try to restart the computer here in a minute. In the meantime, you know, I can do the weather. I don't have to worry about the computer. I don't have to do the stinking weather for me. I can do that part. The weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to warm up a little bit today. Look for a high temperature, probably, well, obviously better than we've had. 61 today with lots of sunshine, 39 for a low temperature tonight. Mostly sunny and 65 on Saturday. Sunday, we're near 70, and Monday, the same thing. And then we'll continue to warm up gradually Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And by Thursday of next week, as a matter of fact, we're looking at probably 74, 75 degrees, so that should be nice. Anyhow, a little bit chilly right now, 36 degrees. And in sports.
And I'm Zach Taylor filling in for Kevin O'Connor, and I don't need no stinking computer either to talk about the sports.
Okay.
So anyways, over the weekend, or not over the weekend, I'm thinking it's the weekend, we had yesterday off. Yesterday, of course, was Thanksgiving. There was a lot of action going on. The Aggie women basketball team actually played a game out in the Virgin Islands. And I'll tell you just how well they did. And actually, before it, on Wednesday, the Aggie volleyball team wrapped up their regular season. I'll tell you just how they did. And yesterday, of course, as always, along with Turkey Day, there is some great NFL football the Cowboys play. They play the Oakland Raiders. I'll tell you the final score, as well as Texas Tech and UT going at it last night in a Big 12 rivalry game. All that and more coming up in sports.
They played football last night? Oh, basketball. Well, they played football last night?
No, they played football, yeah. Well, because Texas... Texas Tech is Texas's new Thanksgiving opponent now.
Oh, okay. I missed that. What time did they play that? I completely missed it.
7:30?
Wow. Okay.
You might have already been asleep.
No, because I stayed up to watch the end of Mississippi, Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Did you see that one? No, I did not.
Now, listen, this is the ideal game where you don't care who wins. You just want the game to be well played. And I don't know that it was necessarily well played even. It was exciting because, you know, it's a rivalry game. Because it's a rivalry game, you expect people to play kind of outside themselves a little bit. And they're playing in Starksville, which is like College Station 40 years ago, if you haven't been there. And it's everybody ought to go once. But
bring your cowbell.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, they had their starting quarterback had been injured, and so as a result, you know, they were having to use a sub, and it was not going too well. It was like a 10-7 ball game as they were headed toward the end of the game. And they've had field goal kicking problems, as we have, so we could kind of relate to that. But they end up having to go into overtime because the you know, I'm looking at this, right? This happened last night. I was trying to find the score on it.
17-10.
Yeah, that's it. 17-10, and it was in overtime. And the quarterback, for Mississippi State scored. And the Ole Miss quarterback, I think his name is Wallace, he, in Ole Miss's opportunity to try to score in overtime, he decides to keep the ball. He's at the 2-yard line. A guy from Mississippi State knocks the ball out of his carry. It bounces into the end zone, and it's recovered by Mississippi State. And as a result, they win.
That's all she wrote.
And it was, again, it was in overtime. Oh, I am seeing stuff on my computer that I have never seen before. we are in a serious meltdown situation.
This is
here.
Above our heads.
It really is. And I'm trying to figure out exactly what I can do to make things any better.
What did we do before computers?
Well, you know what we did is we had it all on tape.
Gotcha.
In the meantime, we'll tell you that Governor Rick Perry is going to make a campaign-style swing through key Republican primary state of South Carolina next week.
Ooh.
He'll make 4 appearances in the most conservative regions of said state. So we'll see how that goes for him. He'll be keynoting the South Carolina Republican Party banquet, which will be held in Spartanburg next Tuesday. And then the following day, he'll be headed over to speak at an electrical cooperative in Greenville, South Carolina. So not going to say he's going to run for president again, but he certainly seems to be acting that way.
Quite a busy guy.
Well, you know, and again, he always feels like he's got something that's, you know, important to say. And now the picture that they have, and I don't know how current this picture is, but it shows he's got a little gray here at the front now.
I thought you were going to say he had a bald spot.
But either way, it's perfectly coiffed. It's...
Yeah, well, it is. That's true. But, I mean, got a little gray thing happening. I don't think I'd seen that anytime recently. So, anyhow, that's... Oh, man, I hate to see what this computer's doing over here to the right. It sure looks like it's deleting stuff. God, dog, that's going to be tough. Okay, well, we'll see.
What I'm wondering is if Perry's going to write all the stuff down on his on his hand or something that he needs to...
We can have another oops thing.
Whoops.
Yeah, another whoops thing going. But the thing is, you know, of course, we had Bill Flores in here earlier this week, and they're out until next Monday, and then they'll go back to work next Monday, and we'll see how... Oh, all that goes. In the meantime, let me see. Yeah, there's nothing else going on except they say one of the things that they're going to be talking about in Congress is the farm bill. You know, for years they had a really interesting thing. The farm bill was tied to, you know, the food stamps were tied to the subsidies that the farmers would get. Well, you know, obviously folks who are in the subsidy situation, they like that. They want to get subsidies. And but then there are folks who also think that probably food stamps is something that they wouldn't necessarily be in favor of. Mm. And so with that in mind, they tied those two together up until this year, and now they've broken them apart. So they're two separate things. So they'll vote on the food stamp benefits program, which they rolled it back November 1st, but they'll vote on the food stamps program, and they'll keep it separate from the money that they give the farmers. And so, you know, we'll see how that sits with most folks in America, but at least right now, that's something that's boiling under. That and immigration is what they're probably going to talk about. Zach, you know, I'll tell you what I'm going to need you to do is we're probably going to have to go to sports early.
Holy cow.
I mean, that's how badly we have things have frozen here. So I don't know what that does for you.
Works for me.
It can work for you. Well, okay, then if it can work for you, then since I can't fire off your sports intro, let's go to sports, and we'll do Neil Sperry after that. Okay, go.
All right, sounds good. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The A&M Consolidated football team is headed to the 5A area round for the first time in 3 years. The Tigers pummeled Austin Westlake last week 41-16 to advance to Saturday's matchup against Longview. Here's Coach Dave Raffield on the Lobos.
They're very aggressive and play old school football. They're going to try and run it down your throat, and their defense are going to try and knock you back off the ball. Again, tremendous athletes, not a complicated system, but they run it very well.
They ain't messing around, I guess. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Now, that's different because normally the A&M Consolidated games are broadcast on WTAW right here, but it will be on Zone 1150. I'll tell you why here in a minute. Also playing tomorrow, the Brazos Christian Eagles, who will look to remain undefeated on the year when they take on the Bay Area Christian Broncos in the TAP State semifinals. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. at Brenham's Cub Stadium. Going back to Wednesday real quick, the Texas A&M volleyball team capped off its regular season and celebrated Senior Day with a sweep over SEC foe South Carolina. It was the seventh victory in the last eight outings for the Aggies, who improved to 18-11 overall and finished 10-8 in Southeastern Conference matches. Next up is the first round of the NCAA tournament, which is set for December 5th. The Texas A&M women's basketball team kicked off the Paradise Jam Classic yesterday with a 69-59 Thanksgiving win over Memphis. Tori Scott scored a career-high 19 points, and Carly Gilbert had her first career double-double for the 12th-ranked Aggs. The Ladies will hit the floor again today with a 5 p.m. tip against longtime rival Texas. Broadcast will be on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Meanwhile, the guys will travel down south to take part in the Corpus Christi Challenge. The Maroon and White, who started the season out at 6-0 for the first time in 6 years, will kick off play against Missouri State tonight at 9 p.m. Coverage for that game will be right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And of course, 21st-ranked Aggie football is on the road this weekend as well, as the guys travel to Missouri to take on the 5th-ranked Tigers. Texas A&M is 8-3 on the year and coming off a disappointing loss to LSU, while Mizzou is 10-1 and in a spot to clinch its first SEC East championship. Here's Coach Sumlin on the Tigers' D.
They've really improved from last year. Obviously, statistically, you know, they lead the league in sacks. You know, Michael Sam's a really, really fine player. Both ends are. I think the underrated stat is they lead the league in interceptions, too. You know, if that's the case, they've been pretty effective against passing game, and they're pretty effective against the running game. And when you have a defensive front that is as active as they are, that gives you the opportunity to be more multiple in the back, and they're utilizing all their pieces very, very well right now.
The two teams have met 13 times before, dating back to when both were members of the Big 12, with the Aggies leading the series 8-5. Kickoff is tomorrow at 6:45 p.m. with coverage right here on WTAW. So we've got basketball. Men's basketball is going to be playing tomorrow. Now they're in a tournament. So depending on if they win tonight or lose, they'll be playing in a time to be determined tomorrow. So that game will be broadcasted on the Zone HD. Meanwhile, Aggie football is going to be on WTAW. Now, that's going to be interesting because it's going to be going on at the same time as A&M Consolidated, so that's why Consol has been moved over to Zone 1150. So there you go. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, and as always, that means Dallas Cowboys football.
Romo under center, handoff Murray coming right, 5, goal line, touchdown, 3 touchdowns for DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray had a nice little performance, I'd say so, and the Cowboys came from behind 21-14 at the half to beat the Oakland Raiders 31-24. The win puts first place Dallas at 7-5 on the year, the first time this season that the Cowboys have been two games over 500. There were a couple of other NFL games going on yesterday. In Detroit, it was the Lions blasting the Green Bay Packers 40-10. And in the nightcap, the Ravens edged the Pittsburgh Steelers 22-20 in Baltimore. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker knocked five through the uprights in the victory. Of course, on Sunday, it'll be the Houston Texans looking to reverse their fortunes against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. The Pats are 8-3, while the Texans are 2-9, and on a nine-game losing streak. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday on Zone 1150. And the college game yesterday, as me and Scott were talking about, it was University of Texas hosting Texas Tech in a Big 12 rivalry game. The Longhorns whipped the Red Raiders 41-16, improved to 8-3 on the year, and keep their Big 12 title hopes alive. After taking last night off, all three NBA Lone Star teams will be back in action tonight. San Antonio visits Orlando at 7, Dallas travels to Atlanta at 7:30, and Houston hosts Brooklyn at 8. And the Dallas Stars will return to the ice this evening when they host the defending champion Chicago Blackhawks. The puck drops for that one at 7:30 at the American Airlines Center. And this has been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. I'm Zach Taylor. NewsHawk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor. There we go. Got that one right. Still early.
Abundant sunshine on this day after Thanksgiving. Temperatures will climb up to about 60 degrees this afternoon. If you're headed out, looks like a nice day over.
This is Brian Cobb of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. U.S. stock.
Yeah, right. Okay. You can see we're going well here. All right, let me see.
Turkey's having its effect on both of us, I guess, Scott, on the computer.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, hang on. Wait. Yeah. Okay, bear with me, folks. It's fun and different. All right, let me see. We'll go here. Okay. All right, I think we'll see if it works.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
17-10 lead heading into the half.
It's that time of year again. Producers Expo 2013, Saturday, December 7th from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tag, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2013 on Saturday, December 7th. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag, and no membership is necessary.
Let's delve into the imponderables of Texas gardening. We'll address some of the stranger and more difficult issues as we try to figure sensible solutions that will move us forward in our endeavors. I'll be back with details of Getting Along with Nature right after this message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. So we're looking at some of the special problems that gardeners encounter. How about trumpet creeper or bamboo invading your yard? Each of these plants produces aggressive underground stems that will propel them across a piece of property. Because they spread so far and wide, they're resilient to weed killers. They'll grow beneath walks, drives, and even streets. You can at least stop their spread by digging a 24-inch deep trench and installing a root barrier fabric vertically within it. Your nursery or water garden supply house will have what you need. Then you can either hand-dig the sprouts that emerge many feet from the mother plant, or if trumpet creeper sprouts are in open territory, you can address them with a broadleafed weed killer spray that you apply directly to the new growth in April or May. Bamboo is a little more challenging. In addition to the root barrier, you'll have to apply one of the glyphosate herbicides, such as the original Roundup. Now, that's just the straight glyphosate. It won't give complete kill, especially at the recommended rate for eliminating Bermuda grass, but some gardeners have been successful using 150% of that amount. The spray will not contaminate the soil, but it will kill any turf or other vegetation onto which it's sprayed. How about your oaks are covered with knotty, gnarly growths and their trunks are riddled with holes? Well, the knots and warts that you see on leaves are insect galls. Sometimes they're on the twigs. There are dozens of types, but the most common are woody oak gall and woolly oak galls of live oaks and the large puffy galls that show up on Schumard red oaks. The good news is that none of these galls is harmful. Even better, there's not anything you can do about them anyway, so find something else to worry about. Plants that are identical when they were planted are now growing and responding differently. I get that question all the time. What's going on? It's really odd that two identical plants won't react the same way. But remember, it's the same with children. They grow up in the same nest and they're not exactly the same. You need to check things that might vary, like the soil preparation, the amount of sun, the water and fertilizer that each of the plants has gotten. A lot of people worry about daffodils and tulips that are already coming up here in the wintertime, and they say, will they produce flowers in the spring? And the answer is yes. They're completely winter hardy. You don't have to worry about the foliage. The first time you have to worry about whether cold weather would injure them would be when they're showing color in their flower buds in February and on into March. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
It's a big year for Aggie football. Show your Aggie spirit with the ultimate tailgate setup from Party Time Rentals. Being one of the largest rental companies in the area, Party Time has a tailgate specialist to assist you with everything you need for the perfect tailgate, large or small. Tent rentals, fabric liners and flooring, tables, chairs, bars and bar stools, bistro tables, even lounge furniture. Click PartyTimeRentals.com and let your Aggie tailgate fun begin. Also, like us on Facebook.
Based on your obvious anxiety, 'tis the season for overstressing. I'm all ears.
Two sets of parents, two sets of wine preferences. Both arrive in an hour and I have zero wine and no idea what to get.
Don't blow your cork for no Riesling. Just head to Specs for Texas's largest selection of world-class wines and champagnes. And their lower prices mean you can do more with less. How stellar is your wine cellar now?
Spec's huge selection of affordable wines and celebratory champagnes allowed me to holiday with grace, for I wisely bought each parent a case.
You certainly put the pro in progeny. And with Spec's lower prices, you'll save enough to send them all to a small French village without phones. You're welcome. Spec's wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man, like a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit for just $199, or 12 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $25. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale, now through Sunday.
I'm Red Cashin. Over the years, life has presented me with many great experiences and a few health challenges. At those times, St. Joseph has always been my first choice. I trust their care, and that's kept me going strong, both on and off the field. Today, the experiences keep coming, and I'm able to enjoy them. Thanks to St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Traditions Club Thrive Home Healthcare and St. Joseph Hospital are set to break the current world record for the world's largest gingerbread house on November 30th. The